Update: BIT raises over $4 million for wall in 3 days, lawmakers bill to direct funds. By Penny Star on December 20, 2018. Insiders say that Congress won't provide the $5 billion to build the wall on the U.S. southern border. But a triple amputee military veteran and Purple Heart recipient has raised over $4 million in 3 days on the crowdfunding site GoFundMe. Brian Kalfage started the campaign on December 16 out of frustration that the federal government is failing to secure the border. As a veteran who has given so much, three limbs, I feel deeply invested to this nation to ensure future generations have everything we have today, Kalfage wrote on his GoFundMe page. Too many Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens, and too many illegals are taking advantage of the United States taxpayers with no means of ever contributing to our society. If the 63 million people who voted for Trump each pledge $80, we can build the wall, Kalfage wrote on his GoFundMe page. That equates to roughly $5 billion, even if we get half, that's half the wall. We can do this. So far, more than 70,000 people have contributed in donations ranging from $5 to $100, with donations pouring in by the minute. And because it is not easy to give money to the federal government that is dedicated for a specific purpose, Representative Stephen Palazzo, RMS, introduced legislation that would direct the Treasury Department to issue government savings bonds that could be used to fund the wall. Palazzo, Vice Chairman of the House Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, introduced the Border Bonds for America Act of 2018 on Monday. The bill allows American citizens the opportunity to purchase revenue bonds to help finance the construction of a southern border wall, the press release announcing the legislation said. This bill is a safe investment into the infrastructure and security of our country, Palazzo said, adding that there is a precedent for Americans paying to ensure the nation's security. During World War II, 85 million Americans purchased $185 billion in war bonds and financially supported our troops while they were defending our country, Palazzo said. This legislation would allow for the patriots of today's era to help support American security in the same way as previous generations. The American people are fed up with the political games fueled by the Democrats' inaction to secure our borders and protect our citizens, Palazzo said. In November of 2016, Americans voted for better border security, and as Vice Chairman of the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, I believe this legislation allows new alternatives for our citizens to support their values and defend our homeland. This bill, if it becomes law, would also establish the Border Bonds Trust Fund in the U.S. Treasury. Kalfage said he is also looking into other options for making sure the money goes to wall construction. We are working with a law firm on a legal document that will bind the government to using the funds for the border wall itself. Nothing else, Kalfage wrote on his GoFundMe page. Kalfage also shares his website, briankalfage.com, which tells the story of what he and his wife and children have been through as a military family. I've been on Fox News many times. You can see I'm credible and a real person, Kalfage wrote. The Gary Sinise Foundation also built me and my family a home. Let's get this wall built, Kalfage wrote, and make America safe again. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.